I wanted total and complete forgiveness in my heart. I prayed for it every day. I asked God to please help me. I got very emotional towards God. Honestly, maybe that's a time when I was like
angry at God.
I was like, yo.
The hardest person I've had to forgive has been myself.
Yeah.
And welcome back to the Fortitude Podcast. We're your hosts, Micah and
Sarah.
And if this is your first time, welcome. Can't wait for you to hear what we're about to say. I don't know. I lost train of thought.
I thought you were going to say what we're about and stop there.
And if you're returning, thank you for being on this ride with us. Yeah. We greatly appreciate you.
Very much so.
So like and subscribe and do all those things and you know, it just means the world to us.
It does.
How are you doing?
I'm great.
17 weeks holding your little belly over there.
Bowl full of jelly, as I affectionately refer to my belly these days.
Like Santa Claus, bowl full of jelly.
Exactly.
Yeah. It is funny when you like, when you laugh, it kind of shakes.
Yeah. That's what inspired it. Just looking down and laughing at me like, what the heck is happening?
Why is that jiggling?
Wow, that is moving and grooving.
That's funny.
It's fun.
I fell off my chair today.
You did. The very chair you're sitting in now.
Yep. I leaned back. I was reclining, having a nice stretch, and slowly toppled right on over. Interesting.
I mean, you must have just had your weight way far back.
I guess too far back, because it reclines a good amount.
It does.
I literally can't recline because it won't go. But
you can lay pretty much flat.
Yeah. And so I think I just had my...
Your body weight was on the back.
And it just like, it felt like it was in slow motion.
It looked like it was in slow motion, even though I was like kind of jumping out of my chair, being like trying to help, even though I don't know what I could do. Clearly nothing.
Yep. And then just, and slowly over.
Yeah, you're not that far from the ground once you're back there.
I'm just glad nothing broke.
Yeah.
I would have been pretty, disappointed if something broke on this.
Yeah, same.
Because you can't really get this anymore. It's like completely sold out.
Also glad that you were okay.
Oh, sure.
Mainly.
Yeah.
That you didn't hit your head or anything.
Yeah, that's true. I'm still nimble.
You are. Yeah. You're very nimble.
I'm basically like Spider-Man.
Wow.
I have those kind of reflexes.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Oh my.
I was about to say spoiler alert, but then it got ruined by my mouth.
Your big old tongue taking up all the space.
So what are we going to talk about today, Sarah? Elizabeth Wallace.
Okay, there we go. I have kind of had it on my heart to talk about forgiveness.
Oof. All right.
I think it can be a hard topic. I think it's important in today's society because we live in a very polarizing world. And a world that is very much about like me, don't walk all over me. I'm not going to let you treat me that way.
Yeah.
Yes. And like, that's not fair, which I had the head of my college dance department, literally like she had a handful of things that she would say all the time. And one of them was, life is not fair. Get over it.
I mean, yeah.
And it's just true. Like, that's so basic, but it's true. Like, life is not fair. Not everyone, some people are going to have a harder time than others. And that's just the way it is.
Yep.
And I've had many petulant moments in my life where I've been like, it's not fair. Like, I work harder than that person, yet they're making more progress than me. It's not fair.
Right.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Get over it. And I think having that repeated to me over and over when I was 18 to 22, it sunk in. But all that to say that it's, I think forgiveness, and now everything that I'm going to talk about is going to be through like the lens of being a Christian because.
Yeah. Somebody with the faith.
Yeah. That's just my, how personal I look at belief. Things. Yeah. Yep. And so I was listening to something the other day that was talking about how like, I think it was Tim Keller who was talking about it. And he was saying that he was like, God is just like, but he's not always fair.
Hmm. Interesting. What does that mean?
In our human perspective, we think it's not fair.
Oh, I see.
But God's ultimate plan, justice is always, he's always just.
Hmm.
And justice and fairness are two different things. I thought that was interesting.
It is interesting because it is difficult because as a human, you want things to be fair. I mean, even as a kid, you're like that person, like, why is that kid he got more candy than me.
Right.
He got, you know,
yeah.
And it starts very, very young.
Of course.
I feel like,
yeah.
Where the fairness thing is always, you know, I get this and you get this, but you can't have more because that's not fair.
Yep.
But that is just how life goes.
Yeah.
But also it's like, that's always just a moment in your life.
Yeah.
It's typically like, it's not fair that this person has blank, 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 and blank, but you also don't know what their life is like. You don't live their life. You don't walk in their shoes.
Correct.
It's pretty easy to see, you know, somebody who seems like they have everything
Correct.
And live a pretty great life financially, has yeah. just been given everything, hasn't really had to work for it
yeah.
and gets to travel the world and have, you know, and has abundance of money and
yeah.
gets all the girls and gets all the guys and, you know, whatever is beautiful, is has been born beautiful. And it can be hard when you're working maybe two or three jobs mm-hmm. to provide for your family mm-hmm. and see that.
Of course.
And just be like, what the heck?
Yeah,
like, why was I born here?
Yep.
Ultimately, you could say, well, that's not fair. And yeah. maybe it isn't.
Yeah.
But ultimately, what can you do about it?
Right.
You kind of have to live the life that you're dealt with.
Right. Make the most of
it. And you just don't know what could happen. Life can change
in an
so
instant.
Much.
Yep.
You know, maybe that's your moment right now, but then you meet the right people or you put yourself in a position to, you know, where a door opens up and it totally takes you in a different trajectory that
yeah.
is built for your calling and your purpose
yep.
that other person could never have
yep.
because maybe they're not relatable in that way.
Yeah.
And you just ultimately just don't know the demons that that person is maybe dealing with or yeah. fighting. And ultimately it's always easier said than done. And you can always be like, well, I would love to deal with being a millionaire.
Right.
You know, I would love to deal with
yep.
having an abundance of money and, you know, and, yeah. and being able to be financially independent and all this stuff.
Yes.
Cause you know, woe is me.
Right.
Compared to somebody who is actually stressed financially and
yeah.
going through it, you know, maybe
yeah.
with, relationship wise.
Yeah.
Were you about to say something?
I just remembered that I misquoted. It was Craig Groeschel who was talking about forgiveness is not fair.
Oh.
And God is not fair. I just wanted to give the proper credit. And what he was saying was God is also not fair because God does not give us what we deserve. Instead, we've been saved and eventually we get to spend eternity with him.
I don't know if I followed that one.
If God were fair, he would punish us as a sinners that we are.
Oh, I see.
But yeah. he's not like our ultimate salvation isn't fair. We don't deserve it. We haven't earned it.
I guess if he were fair,
yeah.
then all of us would be dead.
Right. That's eventually.
Or punished.
That's what he was saying with the difference between justice and fair.
Right. Right.
And that's also, I think, something that bringing it back to forgiveness is when, if we're wronged by someone, it's not our job to be their punisher. Hmm. God's the one who works out that justice down the line.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not how we would like it to be. Because sometimes when people hurt us, we then in turn want them to suffer
mm-hmm.
because we're humans. And that's kind of how we're wired. But he's the ultimate judge.
So how have you gone through gone through your forgiveness journey just in your personal life? Because I know you've had a couple big ones, one being your husband or your previous husband mm-hmm. who came out to you and you kind of had to go on you've talked about this before,
yeah.
but I think it's important to, you know, in case somebody hasn't seen the other ones, to talk about that.
Yeah. I think there's, and I've been, when I kind of had forgiveness on my heart as something to talk about on here, I started to really like dive into it a bit and like study it a little bit more. I haven't done that in a while because I haven't had anything to forgive.
Yeah.
So it hasn't been like a big, lately it has not been a big focus of my like my faith walk or something that I've been studying intensely. So when I started to dive into it, it was almost everything I was listening to was talking about how there's different, you know, forgiving others is one piece of forgiveness. Sometimes we need to forgive God. Sometimes we're angry at God and we need to forgive him. And then sometimes we need to forgive ourselves. And there are different processes and things that allow us to work on the journeys for each of those things. And they're all different. Mm. And so for me, when it came to that situation in regards to my ex and when he came out and all of that stuff, like obviously that was me forgiving him mm-hmm. for just not knowing who he was. And then I was just hurt as a byproduct of his own journey.
Yeah.
He
right.
He wasn't doing it on purpose.
Right.
And so that going on that journey, but then I also had to forgive myself because I felt like an idiot. And I was like, how could you have gotten yourself into this situation? Mm. So then there was an element of forgiving myself as well. And I think a lot of the times, like I've also had to forgive myself for just things in my past. Like none of us are perfect people,
right?
You know? And like when I was a teenager into my early 20s, I was such a huge people pleaser. And that led to me hurting people because I would tell them what they wanted to hear versus what was true. Mm. And a lot of the time that manifested in like my dating life as a teenager, where I would just like lead someone on, or I would date multiple people at the same time or whatever.
Cause you're like, afraid to hurt.
Cause I was afraid to hurt the person.
Yeah, right.
And ultimately they did end up getting hurt, you know, yeah, in right, every yeah. situation
truth
like
always
that,
comes out,
of course. Yeah. So that like my character, when I was that, in that phase
yeah,
of life.
I'm still, I still have like five people, you know, that I still need to break it off with that.
Where is
you
this
know.
Going?
I just don't know how to tell them.
You're pretty like publicly married yeah. at this point. So, also like we're literally together practically 24/7. Yeah. So
that was a little joke. It was a joke. Somebody's going to take that and run with it. Miss me.
But because of that and like just the way that I had cowardice because of my people pleasing tendencies when I was basically like 17 through 20, that was something that I also had to forgive myself mm-hmm. for, because as I grew in maturity and I grew in character, you know, you look back and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that I treated those people that way. And who I am now is someone who would not do those things that 18-year-old me would do, which we hope that's how we grow and develop and change,
right? Right.
You know, and mature, and especially just like the relationship I have with God now that I didn't have then. So that was another kind of like,
and just the maturity
yeah,
that you have now,
right?
Because of being older,
right? But even things like that even if it's like, okay, I was a teenager, but it still was a reflection of my character that wasn't what I wish it would have been.
Sure.
You know? So, and then losing my brother, that was a journey of like, I wouldn't say in my mind, like forgiving God, because I honestly didn't really ever experience I wasn't ever angry at God for whatever reason. And God doesn't sin. So technically we never really have anything to forgive him for, but we can still feel angry towards him. And
yeah,
like we
yeah,
do,
right.
we are holding a grudge against him.
Right.
That's something that Craig Rochelle was also talking about, is like, we can feel that we're holding a grudge towards God. And in those situations, we need to pour out, like he can handle, he already knows how we're feeling.
Yeah. Right.
And he can handle us expressing those things to him. So just pouring those things out to him and continuing to show up in faith, even if we're not what we're hoping for hasn't happened. And he used examples like, you know, hoping for a spouse or hoping for a baby or hoping for a career progression that isn't happening the way that you thought it would or whatever it may be.
I mean, I think forgiveness is for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, mm-hmm. Forgiveness is for you more than the other person.
Definitely.
Like somebody hurts you in some way, you holding on to bitterness towards that person isn't really hurting that person.
No.
Like that person is going about their life, has no idea. And right. all you're doing is poisoning yourself every
right.
single day
right.
with your unforgiveness. And not to say that it's like an easy thing.
Right.
That you can just be like, okay, well then I'll just forgive him. Yeah. And then that, so I can get rid of this bitterness and move on with my life.
Yeah.
Because, well, talk about your journey with that. Like, how easy was it with your, are you going
to
get there?
I just wanted to add something to what you said before I lost my train of thought. I was diving back into the book Forgiveness by Rodney Hoge. If I mispronounced that, I apologize. That I read back when we first started counseling with Bill. And he was talking about how, yeah, the reason most people struggle with forgiveness is because they think it's punishing the person who hurt them. And they think that forgiving is letting that person off the hook. And he talks about how one of the greatest lies, that's a huge lie from the enemy. Like a great lie from the enemy is that we are punishing the offender by holding on to unforgiveness. Because it's not true. It only rots us from the inside.
Right. Yeah. The famous saying, unforgiveness is like drinking poison, hoping the other person dies.
Exactly. And it's so true. Because when we hold on to those things, it's not just, those things manifest physically, you know, in different ways.
Think of a time where you were so angry at somebody and you didn't like get it out. You didn't, you know, you didn't work through that or process it.
Yeah.
Just think about what that does to you physically.
Oh my gosh,
to hold it in.
You can feel like the chemistry inside of you changing when you feel like that.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
Yeah.
Same thing with like jealousy and envy.
Yes.
Speaking right from the heart with that.
Yeah.
I still struggle with that at times since we're so very much into social media. Like that's, you know, part of what we do. Mm-hmm. I find myself doing the same thing. Where it's just like, man, these creators are, you know, just growing much more than we are, even though it seems like we're doing, you know, we're putting in a lot of our time and a lot of work and a lot of effort. And mm-hmm. like, what's that doesn't seem quote unquote fair. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And then the jealousy and the envy and then I have to like stop and uproot that.
Yeah.
The moment, because you feel the chemistry changing in your body.
Absolutely.
In a not so positive way.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just not worth it. Because again, like we don't know anything about their journey and we don't know what God has in store for us.
It's also like, do you truly wish ill on the people?
Right.
Because like,
of course not.
You don't. You know, it's like when you really think about it, it's like, well, do you wish these people that you actually like?
Yeah.
Do you wish that they would be less successful and unsuccessful and just not? No. That you know, when you talk it out, it's like, oh, no, I don't want that. Mm-hmm. I just want to be successful as well. Yeah. Or like as successful, you know, it's kind of that thing.
I think that goes back to in one of our podcasts that we did with Justin and Amanda, where he was talking about like comparing the work that you're doing, not comparing
results
and anything else.
Yeah. Right.
Being like, oh, I'm doing just as much. And that's all that I can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Comparing the doing.
Yeah.
And the effort as opposed to the results.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you ask me before we went off on this?
Your forgiveness journey. So like,
how
was that for you? Say with your ex-husband, you know, he comes out to you, was that like kind of like a quick process? Was it a long process? What did that look like? Mm-hmm. You know, what does forgiving somebody look like?
Yeah, totally. And also in that book, Forgiveness, he was saying how there's two parts to forgiveness. One part is forgiving. And the second part is like rebuilding your heart so that bitterness can't find another place to go. Like doing the necessary work to rebuild maybe some trust that was broken or, you know, whatever it may be. And then there was something else along those lines, like that I wanted to mention.
Please hold. Oh, I started too high. Let me go.
Oh, here we go. This was so.
And we're back.
This was something that Tim Keller said. And he said that forgiveness is granted before it's felt. So when you grant forgiveness, it's a commitment that like, I'm not going to take revenge or wish ill or desire to make you pay for what you did to me. I'm not going to keep bringing this up to, if it's someone who's in your life regularly, to them, not something that you're going to keep continue bringing up to other people. And most importantly, it's not something you're going to keep bringing up with yourself in your thoughts and on a day-to-day basis. Cause when you do that, you can't, how do you ever let it go?
Right.
When you're having that conversation with yourself in your head day after day, after day, after day. And I thought that was really powerful. The forgiveness is granted before it's felt. And I actually, in my own experience, that's exactly what it was. It was like that I decided that I wanted to forgive. I knew from the moment that he told me, because I could see how much it was hurting him to hurt me.
Right.
That, and I wasn't even really angry in that moment. I was confused and hurt, sure. But I wasn't angry. Yeah. I didn't experience anger until a little bit
later
down the line.
Yeah.
But I had already decided, I had already committed to the fact that I was going to forgive him and that it was going to be fine and that we were going to be able to have reconciliation in our relationship. I decided that at the moment that he told me.
But then what was the process going through that?
Because that's what
you
I'm saying.
You can say it, but then if you still have these ill feelings towards somebody, have you actually forgiven?
Right. And that's what I'm saying is like, it's granted before it's actually experienced and felt.
Okay.
And so yes, I made the decision that I was committed to forgiving and that it wasn't going to be like, it wasn't going to be something that was, used as leverage in a future friendship with him.
Sure. Sure.
And so then I just prayed. because I was angry and there were times when I did.
What caused you to get angry later on? Seeing him like happy
with
somebody else, right?
Yeah. And also just like.
And seeing maybe a different person that you didn't experience in your relationship.
Yeah. I think that was a big part of it. And just like how alone I felt.
Sure.
After, because you know, we were working, we were doing the show when all that happened. Mm-hmm. So I had like such a major distraction. And so I think after the tour ended and we came home, like I literally left with one life and I walked back into a completely different one.
Yeah.
I walked into a completely different apartment that my sweet girlfriends had like gotten for us so that it was there when I came back. And but I literally left, like I left what was my home and I never went back. Mm-hmm. And so once I came back and like all that started to hit me, then I was like, I just felt very alone.
Yeah. Makes sense.
And that's what made me angry. It was because I was like, this is not nothing that I did. This is not my doing, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah. And to like, obviously we were also dating. Like we were also dating at the time. So I wasn't like faulting him for dating someone else.
Right. Yeah.
It was just like, I was just angry because I don't like being sad. Like I hate being sad.
Are you sad now?
I'm not sad now. I'm not sad now. I'm just pregnant.
I mean, that makes sense. That makes sense.
I'm really not sad at all. It just, when I like,
you're
when
just
I,
like, you're just thinking about the emotions
yes.
that you had and yes. it's making you emotional thinking about the emotions.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I get it.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't get it because I'm not hormonal, but I get it.
Yeah. And it's so interesting to think back on that time and like, I don't know. It's almost like I want to like give myself then. I'm like, oh, I want to give myself a big hug.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know how like, just how painful that was. But so I don't know. I lost my train of thought talking about hormones.
So what got you through that?
Yeah.
And how did you like, so how did you progress with your forgiveness?
Yeah. Just a lot of praying, a lot
like
of praying
daily.
And yeah, daily. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to. And so I think that was a big part of it. It's like, I really wanted to, like there was no part of me that wanted to hold on to any of the bitterness or the hurt.
Right.
Because I do think sometimes people do, and we've talked about this before, I do sometimes think people, there's a little piece of them that wants to hold on to that because then it allows them to be the victim in certain situations. And if you want to hold on to those things, you're never going to be able to let go of them or fully forgive because there's a piece of you that's like, but then I have to take accountability for whatever, you know, or responsibility or be, have everything in my life be my own fault versus having this little thing I can pin it on.
And just keep bringing that up whenever I want some pity.
Yes. And I didn't want that. I didn't want that at all. I wanted total and complete forgiveness, in my heart. And so I just prayed for it. I prayed for it every day. I read scripture about forgiveness. I asked God to please help me. I got very emotional towards God. Honestly, maybe that's a time when I was like,
Angry at God,
yeah. Where I was like, yo, can you please help? Like, I cannot do this on my own and I need your help. And it's taking too long, in my opinion.
How long did it take from like when he came out to you to
a year, basically?
Basically a full year.
Yeah.
Of you praying every day.
Yeah.
And asking for asking God to uproot the bitterness and the you know, whatever, the negativity that you feel towards him.
Yeah.
And it took a full year.
A full year.
Yep. And then what, I mean, how did you know it happened? Like when you feel like you were, I guess, past it.
Yeah. I mean, in that instance, it was really like a miraculous instance because it was just one of those things where I was like pouring my heart out to God and was just like, I am so tired of feeling this way. And I'm so tired of having, and also it was right around that time that I really started to have a lot of ill will. And so I was like, this is gross.
Yeah.
And I do not like this.
Right.
And ill will specifically towards like him having a successful relationship with like this new person that he was dating. And so I was right. just like, angry about that.
Right.
I was like wishing that it would go poorly. He told me he was bringing him home to his family for Christmas. And I was like, well, I hope it goes terribly in my head. I didn't say that out loud, obviously.
Can you imagine? I hope it goes terribly.
But I was like, I hope your family does not like him, you know, just things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, ew.
Right.
Don't.
Yeah.
Like, why are you having those thoughts? Don't have those thoughts. And it's so funny because I was in a place where, so the guy who my ex was now dating, he would rehearse at this place in California, and I was touring with Elf, and we were in this place that he had rehearsed in many, many times. And so he was super familiar with the area. Mm-hmm. And so he actually had texted me like some recommendations for the area. And we'd met and interacted before then a few times. So
I remember meeting him the first time and we left and I was like, he's like one of the nicest people I've ever met.
I know. And that's the thing. It's like the moment I met him, I was like,
he's like so nice.
Yeah. I'm like, well, he's clearly a great person.
Yeah.
And I'm not mad at him.
Course.
He's definitely, he's clearly a great person.
Right.
Yep. And he is.
Isn't that funny? I feel like that is so relatable and common where people are just like, well, you see that in comedies or, yes. or whatever. It's just like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, I hate him. Like, why do you hate him? He's like, cause he's so nice.
Yeah.
He's just so nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, but he had been texting me because he's very kind. He had been like offering me some recommendations because we were in this place in California for 2 weeks. And so he was like, you know, if you want fun stuff to do, like here's recommendations. And that was kind of the first time that we'd interacted outside of Nick being there. Like it was a conversation just between the two of us. And something about that conversation coupled with me like pouring out my heart to God was like, he felt to me like just a normal human being for the first time versus like
the this enemy person attacking that, you yes, or something.
Like this person that caused all this pain that I'd been going through.
Yep.
Because he didn't cause it.
Right.
And I knew that logically, but you know, you look for things to pin things on.
Of course.
And we're humans and we're emotional. So that was the first time that I was like, that I saw him as if I had met him in different circumstances. So I think that it's just funny how that was the timing of that. I had been praying, but like God knew that there would be that instant, that instance where we were having that conversation. I would have that realization and I would pray to God about that. And he would then suck the bitterness out of my heart. And so,
that's what you felt, right?
That's what I felt.
Yeah.
That's what I felt. I was literally on my knees praying to him because especially after that interaction, I was like, I actually really like this person and I don't want to have ill will toward this person because I actually want good for this person.
Right.
But there's still like this poison in my heart that I'm wishing ill.
Mm.
And so the like the juxtaposition of that was so, it became very, it just became so real in that moment because of the interaction that we had. And then I was praying to God about that specific new kind of experience I was having. And then it was like, literally like he took a little, you know, I've said this before, like a little dust buster vacuum and just like sucked it right out.
Like
and
Ghostbusters, I was like,
like he had like a pack on his back.
Yeah.
And then it was,
I don't think I've ever imagined God with a Ghostbusters like outfit in a pack on his back.
Me neither.
Before. But now I can see it.
It's fun.
Yeah.
And after that moment, I didn't ever have any ill will or anger towards either of them ever again.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty cool. But also a testament of you just continuing to go on that journey and how that could be the case for some people. Maybe it's even longer than a year. Maybe it's longer. Like, you know, because different things that happen to different people, you know, some things are probably a lot harder to forgive.
Absolutely.
Than other things.
When people do have malice towards you and maybe they're hurting you on purpose.
Yep. Or worse, like somebody that you love, they hurt them. You know, I feel like that if somebody were to hurt you, whether it's physically or especially physically, or obviously emotionally, that's just like out of malice and just, you know, evil.
Mm-hmm.
I would have a hard time with that.
Yeah.
And I would have a really hard time forgiving somebody for that because, yeah, you know, you see those movies of, you know, somebody that, I mean, this is dramatic, but like kills the wife or whatever of a husband. It's just like, and then you're just expected to, there's a book on that. There's The Shack.
Mm.
Yeah. Have you read that?
I have, and I've seen the movie, but it's not.
You don't remember it.
Not really. It's not clear in my mind.
It's his daughter that gets murdered.
Yes.
Okay. And then it's basically it's about a journey of forgiveness and him forgiving and this killer. And it's just like, oh my goodness, that would be difficult.
Yeah.
That would be very difficult. Mm-hmm. And I just like, that's where personal beliefs, I don't know how you can do that alone.
Right.
I don't know how you can go through that and actually truly forgive somebody without God.
I don't either.
And believing in, you know, a higher power.
Yeah. And Tim Keller was actually talking about, I know this was Tim Keller because I'm looking at my notes right now, how like forgiveness is a fruit of the spirit. So if we think that we can attain that fruit with only worldly tools, we cannot.
Mm.
And the only, we need tools of the spirit to attain the fruits of the spirit. We need God to have all the fruits of the spirit in our life, forgiveness being one of those things. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really powerful.
Yeah.
Cause we do try to do things on our own with our own power and our own will. And it's just like a lot of the times, especially forgiveness, we're not strong enough because we're humans and we're emotional and we're not strong enough to do that on our own.
Yep.
I mean, no matter what the situation is.
When I think about forgiveness journey, like the hardest person I've had to forgive has been myself.
Yeah.
Which is fortunate that I haven't, you know, I haven't had anybody in my life that has really like done something that has been so difficult to forgive. But that has been something I think that that's been the hardest of, you know, it's that Apostle Paul saying of just like, I want to do these things, but I don't, and I don't want to do these things, but I do. I'm obviously paraphrasing, but it's that thing over and over and over of, you know, every day or just like daily sin or different things that I'm just like, ugh. And like then the guilt and the shame that come along with that. And then, you know, asking for forgiveness, forgiving myself and just being like, man, in my mind, I'm like, do you ever get sick of me, God, where I'm just like, I'm asking for forgiveness for the same thing over and over and over. And you obviously know everything. So, you know, I'm probably going to do this again. So like, do you even like take it seriously?
Yeah.
And there's sometimes where I feel that way when I'm at like asking, where I'm just like, please forgive me. And in my head, I'm like, but I'm probably just going to do this again. So I'm like, is this really going to be accepted? Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
It does. Makes complete sense. I think it's ultimately that's very human.
Yeah.
It's just how we are. We're not perfect. And I think, I do think that part of, I think that's in Romans.
It's Romans. It's, yeah. I think
it,
seven.
It's
Romans
really, seven. It is so powerful. When it's like, why
do even I Apostle
do
Paul,
the things that I do not want like, to do?
Yeah.
I think that's just, we're just humans. Mm-hmm. But that's the beauty of God knowing that from the get-go. Knowing that, number one, we would just like, I mean, I'm reading the Old Testament, so it's just like absolute mayhem going on.
It's a wild ride. Yeah. Old Testament's a wild ride.
So, but then beyond that, after, you know, his plan for Jesus so that he can still spend eternity with the people that continuously turn away from him. Continuously.
Right.
And he knew with his plan that Jesus was going to make the ultimate sacrifice so he could still spend eternity with us. Mm. Even though he knew that we were going to do the things that we don't want to do over and over and over again the entire time that we live on earth. Yeah. And that becomes very overwhelming sometimes when it's like, whoa, that's some crazy love right there. Mm-hmm. But that's also why forgiveness is, that's the ultimate example of forgiveness is our Heavenly Father. And so that's why with that foundation, I think forgiveness is much easier than if you don't have that foundation. I know exactly what you mean. And I think that's just like the human experience is like, man, I just make repeated mistakes constantly.
Right.
And it's just,
I guess it just depends on your heart posture.
Yes. I would say so.
Because if every night you're kind of like, all right, time to wipe the slate clean again, which it kind of feels that way sometimes. Or just like, you know, like when I ask God to forgive me of my sins, I'm just like, all right, I'm clean again, but now I'm about to dirty up the slate again tomorrow. Yeah. Man, I used to be, as a kid, I used to be like worried that if I didn't ask forgiveness and I died before I did that, like I'd go to hell. Mm. And so I was always kind of paranoid after like doing anything of just being like, God, forgive me. You know, like after every little thing, which I don't know where that came from. I was never like scared taught that.
It's just, you know, as kids, it's just, we hear one thing and then it's like, it becomes,
our minds go wild,
become something else.
Yeah.
But I think it's like, you know, we want to grow our character and develop our character, and God knows the desires of our hearts to grow and change. And I think that's what counts. We do our best, you know, like am I able to go like all day without having like a judgmental thought? No, probably not. Right. I don't think so.
Yeah.
And so it's like those things of, you know, continue to, if you say when you pray at night, what do you say about like,
Oh,
our character.
Like uproot and get rid of any character defects.
Yes.
That we may have.
Yes.
Somebody asked, well, you were talking about how you're reading the Old Testament. Somebody from Belgium asked, actually, in our DMs, if they were to start reading the Bible, where they should start. And I'd recommend the New Testament.
Yeah, for sure.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which are the Gospels. It talks about Jesus's life. And I would start there for sure.
Yeah.
They're the most digestible, I would say.
Yeah.
And
100%.
And there's just a lot of really great principles in there.
So good.
And so I would start there if you're new to reading.
Absolutely. And you'll learn a lot about forgiveness
In there. And when it comes to like interpretations or like, there are different
like translations.
Translations. Like I would say NIV or the New Living Translation are mm-hmm. both good ones and easier to digest.
Yeah, I would agree. Forgiveness can also be very difficult because it's so countercultural. Mm-hmm. Because forgiveness is basically like self-denial, you know, of being like, okay, I'm going to decide that I'm going to let this go, that I'm going to let this person off the hook, that I'm going to let myself off the hook, whatever it may be. And I kind of said
this. It's more that. It's more about letting yourself off the hook because you forgiving somebody for doing something terrible to you does not mean you have to like then tolerate them.
Right.
And put yourself in that same position and let them continue to walk all over you.
Or have any kind of relationship with them. Or if you do have to have a relationship with them, you know, you can have proper boundaries in place.
Yes. Yeah. It's not that. Yeah. I think sometimes people think that you forgiving somebody means that, okay, just
go back to,
you just like, you like have to just happened. forget that never happened. And then they can just continue to abuse you. Yeah. Basically. It's like, no.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
It's letting yourself off the hook and freeing you more than anything.
Yeah. It's,
what about forgiving a spouse? I feel like you've had to forgive me more than I've had to forgive you.
I don't know about that.
For sure. first things that come to mind is like when you found porn on my phone. I feel like that was probably a journey that you had to go through and forgiving me.
Yeah.
Through that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
But that was kind of at the same it was at the same time of when I was like, I think we were like counseling with Bill already at that time, maybe.
Luckily, or else that probably would have been a lot worse.
Yeah. So I was kind of already on a journey of forgiveness.
You're like, put it on the pile.
Literally, I was just like, let me add it to my journal. Let's go. Yikes. One more thing.
Whoopsie.
Or maybe that was right before I started working with Bill, because I do distinctly remember writing about that in my forgiveness journal.
Sure.
You know, then reads back to you out loud and you're and you're like, oh my gosh. Like can't look him in the eye on the Zoom screen. Like, geez Louise. But I don't know. Honestly, I don't remember it being that difficult.
No.
No. Like, was it hurtful? Yeah. But I don't know. I was just kind of like, again, I'm like, I knew it's not like you were trying to hurt me.
Yeah.
And I think because you became very open about your journey with that, I think that also helped me because I could understand more. Mm-hmm. And your willingness to be transparent and to express what you were struggling with helped me just be like, oh, this just like a human struggling with something.
Yeah.
And like, let me just partner with him in praying that he'll overcome it. And then at the same time, like, honestly, I cared more about that than my own whatever.
Like what it did self-image wise or anything.
Yeah. In that moment, I don't know if my self-image was pretty much already in the trash at that point. So it didn't really
didn't have anywhere else to go.
Yeah.
It was
already bottom of the barrel. So it didn't really impact my self-image. What impacted my self-image was the time that I accidentally opened up your journal. And that was awful. Yeah. That was
like one of the few times that you saw me cry.
Yeah. But that was you going through your journey of the things that you needed to work through.
Yeah.
And it wasn't meant for me to see, and I wasn't trying to see it. I just literally opened up your computer and it was there. Yeah. So I wasn't trying to snoop. But the thing is when I saw it, I realized that was a big piece of me unlocking just how bad my self-image was. Mm. And the fact that, not even that necessarily, I had kind of realized that eventually after talking to Bill a few times, I was like, okay, wow, here we, yeah, there's some issues here. Mm. But more so the value that I put on what I look like, my body, mm-hmm. et cetera, all of that.
Sure.
Like pulling my worth from those things. So that was a really big thing that helped me overcome that. And okay. So I believe that I was supposed
I'm glad you saw it then.
That I was supposed to see those things because it put in front of my eyes, like, because I was so upset
when I saw. I was too, because I was just like, that was not meant for you.
Unless you don't even remember what it said at this point.
I do, and I'm not going to repeat it. I'm glad you don't remember.
Basically like wishing things about my body were different. And like kind of like repenting of those thoughts. That's my memory. That's my memory of what I read. And I was just so hurt. And
I mean, rightfully so, but also it was not meant for you. I was like, I was having to, you know, I was going through that whole, all those issues with myself through journaling and through with our counselor.
Yeah.
So that I could uproot that and move on. And so that was, but I guess if it helped you, then great.
And ultimately it's like, I was grateful that you were going on that journey and that you were willing to get that transparent because mm-hmm. putting those things down and being like, I'm struggling with these lustful thoughts. Like, that's difficult.
Yeah.
To write that down and be that open about it, like with another man, like that's very difficult. I would imagine.
It definitely is. But I cared more about getting like moving through, like getting over it.
Yeah.
And like actually overcoming these things.
Yeah.
I cared more about that than the uncomfortability of admitting it.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, I was like, this is really embarrassing, but I'm probably not alone.
For sure.
In this, in this struggle.
Yeah.
I'm sure this is not the first time he's hearing this. Yeah. So I care more about overcoming these things than to just like, uphold my image, my like perfect image that I don't struggle with these things.
Yeah.
Because that's just kind of BS.
Yeah.
And so I'd rather get out in the open so that I can start to work through this and overcome this because things that are hidden continue to grow.
Yes,
and then they never get weeded out.
100%.
So,
and I knew all of that, which is why ultimately like in the moment was I hurt. I don't even remember how I responded. Like, I don't even know if I got angry or if I was just like crying. Probably
you were
just
crying. Yeah. Yeah.
My default, which was pretty much everything.
I think the only time you've cried that I remember.
Hilarious.
Outside the time, like about
outside
30
like
minutes ago,
currently still sniffling from tearing up 2 seconds ago. But
you cry for both of us.
Yeah, sure. I can carry that cross for us. But because I was like, why am I so hurt? And that really led me on the journey of like, I've attached so much worth and value to this. Like, why do I give a rip what anyone else thinks mm-hmm. about my body if I feel good in my own body, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And that's like, and even Bill helped me walk through those things. Yeah. And so it turned out to be honestly very, like, it was helpful for me because it was really, my response to it was really eye-opening.
Yeah.
So I honestly didn't necessarily feel I had anything to forgive because I was just grateful that you were going on your journey. And I was so grateful to be able to go on my own as well.
I think what was helpful is knowing that you wanted to work on your stuff and you knowing that I wanted to work on my stuff so that we can grow in our relationship.
Yeah.
And work on a relationship and continue to, because it's just going to be a never ending process of work, but yeah. It's better to do that than to keep all these things underneath and then our relationship doesn't end up working out, which we would have probably not worked out if it weren't for some good counsel.
No. Yeah, definitely not. Yeah,
for sure not.
Just because we weren't two healthy people.
No, we were young and dumb.
Like, wasn't that young. I was literally in my late 20s.
That's still young, though.
Yeah.
That's still young.
But yeah, because also it's like marriage. I can't remember if, I don't think we were engaged yet when that happened. I don't know. But in my mind, like, marriage is supposed to be a place where you can take all of your masks off, mm-hmm. and the person is still accepting of you with just all the different things that you struggle with. And so, and I wanted that, and I wanted to not have shame around the way that I felt about certain things or different things I struggled with or whatever it may be, because I knew that it's just like, we wouldn't ever have a healthy relationship if I didn't work through those things and you didn't work through your stuff.
Right.
So it's like, were there some really uncomfortable moments on that journey? Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's really uncomfortable. But has it all been worth it? Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely. I wouldn't change any of it.
No, me neither.
And I know we'll continue to, like,
can you see my hand? Can't see your hand.
I know we'll continue to work on things because we're not perfect. We're humans.
No, I'm pretty close. You're still you still got a ways, but
getting there.
Well, this has been a really good conversation. Didn't know where this was going to go, but
yeah.
Thanks for sharing everything that you shared.
You too. I like these conversations. I think that
this is a difficult one. Like, it's a difficult topic.
Yeah.
I think for a lot of people.
Yeah, it is. Good. And there could be like a million different parts to this because forgiveness is so multifaceted. And like, it's just, again, it's so countercultural. And I think a lot of people don't have great examples of forgiveness in their life. Mm. If we don't grow up seeing an example of unconditional love and forgiveness, then we don't know how to forgive. We don't know how to do that ourselves.
Right.
Like, the journey of maturing into someone who can be forgiving and who can let things go. Obviously it's easier said than done, especially depending upon what we experience. Like you were saying about it, everyone has different, there's just so many different things out there, and some things are much harder to move past than others.
I know. I mean, we know somebody who they were in business with their mom and their sister, his mom and his sister. And it was a million, you know, million plus dollar, business, doing very well, multi-million dollar business. And they bounced and took $1.7 million.
Yeah, left him with
$1.7 million of debt. And when he is asked, like, how'd you overcome that?
Yeah.
And how'd you forgive your mom and your sister? Mm-hmm. Because that's a crippling amount.
That's a crippling amount of debt. That's a debt that makes people consider killing themselves.
For sure. And his answer was Jesus. He's like, I just saw how he forgave his apostles for like betraying him, literally dying on the cross for people, mm-hmm. like doing the ultimate sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And he's like, if he could forgive like Judas and these Peter who denies him and curses him three times after being his like person.
Yeah.
Just like ultimate betrayals of people.
Yeah.
Then he's like, then I can.
Yeah.
That is so powerful. That's why I think if you haven't had good examples in your life of people forgiving. Maybe you grew up in a family where you hold on to things and it's like, no, this is not fair. And
not talking to you anymore.
I am not. And we are, you know, this person needs to be brought to justice before I can move on with my life, you know? And you just kind of hold on to that. If that's what you saw growing up.
Yeah.
I just think, you know, whether, regardless of beliefs, whatever you believe, whether, you know, about Jesus, he sets a pretty good example in the apostles when it comes to that, which is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And I think just reading that and reading about his life and reading of how he just walks through life. Yes, he's God. So you're like, well, how can I, you know, if he's never God, but he's still in human form.
Yeah.
I think he still was tempted. He was, he obviously was still tempted in all these things. Mm-hmm. And so, I think that's the best example when it comes to, you just saw me pick my nose.
Hey, when it itches, sorry, it itches.
It itched. And I use my thumb. I don't know why. I like, cause like, which just shows how big my nostrils are. I can use my thumb. So anyway, we just, sorry to dog leg off that one. That's dog leg tangent. What's another?
It's also a great, I think it's a great, the then comparison of Peter and Judas and how they, their trajectories after they both betray Jesus is a great illustration of like, what it looks like to forgive yourself or not to become unable to forgive yourself.
Right.
Cause it's two very different trajectories.
Yep.
And I think that's really, it's a really interesting study of the, like what can happen when you can't forgive yourself and what can happen when you do.
Yep.
So we're all going to have to, if you haven't had to forgive yourself yet, you probably will.
My goodness. Yeah. Tell us your secret. Well, I love you, babe.
I love you. Thanks for this conversation.
No, thank you.
Really been trying to pray intentionally about like what God wants us to share on here. And I was feeling pulled to discuss this. So
I'm glad you did.
I'm hoping that's
a good conversation.
I'm hoping he brings more stuff to my heart as well that we can talk about.
Absolutely. I'm hungry. So we always like to end our podcasts this way. So if you're new here, this is how we like to end our podcasts.
Yeah.
By saying, goodbye. Honestly, that might be our best one yet.
Maybe.
So we just pick two notes and see where it lands.
Any random
and
notes?
It usually is really bad. But that one was not bad. There was a little harmony.
Yeah, I think it might have been.
The second one. Yeah. I don't know about the first one. That was a little dissonant.
Fun.
Toodaloo.
Bye.